Hey everyone, welcome to a Loon Dive here on Sound of the Loons. I'm Steve McPherson, and one of the loons who had a pretty massive offseason was Chase Gasper. After a successful rookie campaign in 2019, Chase was called up to the U.S. men's national team and made the 22-player travel roster for a friendly against Costa Rica, where the left back came on in the 77th minute. Coincidentally enough, his number. Chase Gasper, thanks for coming by. Welcome back to Minnesota.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I think the thing I really need to ask you about is the national team, because I haven't seen you since last season, but I haven't gotten to talk to you since you came back from that. So just tell me about that whole experience. I mean, overall, we can break it down a little bit more, but what was that like?
It was such an incredible experience. It was truly a dream come true. And so it started last November, went to a camp in Bradenton, Florida. And so met all the coaches, Coach Greg Berhalter, all of his staff, and all the players on the team, and everyone was great. And it was definitely a learning experience, a lot of intensity, great players, great training sessions. And then most previously went to the January camp, which was also in Bradenton, and then it concluded in Los Angeles. And month-long camp, it was definitely challenging, but learned a lot. I got a lot more used to their style of play. Mm-hmm. Coach Berhalter has a very specific way of playing. And so it was a lot of fun to learn that, compete every day with some of the top guys in the country, and just make new friends with other top players. And so it was truly a blessing, a dream come true. And to get subbed into the game against Costa Rica and earn my first cap, I mean, I can't thank everybody here at Minnesota, all the coaches, all my teammates, for helping me prepare for that moment. And it was truly a blessing.
Yeah, I saw somebody on Twitter was asking about, you came in the 77th minute, which was your number, and that was just a pure coincidence, right?
Yeah, I didn't know about that until that person asked that on Twitter, but it's just, pure happenstance.
So in terms of just getting to know some of the guys, did you have a roommate? Were you guys broken up like that?
Yeah, so my roommate in the January camp was Julian Araujo from LA Galaxy.
Okay.
Yeah, we became good friends. He's a great teammate, great roommate, and really cool guy.
Nice, nice. That's great. And do you feel like it was a good thing to sort of go from that to like roll right into, preseason right here? It sort of gives you some of that fitness and sort of a running start heading in.
Yeah, definitely. The camps, they're very intense. So a lot of running, a lot of lifting, and we started 3 weeks before everybody started preseason. So just got a bit of a head start. And so rejoined the guys, feeling fit, feeling strong. But I mean, I was just blown away at when I rejoined Minnesota United. Everybody's so much further ahead than they were last year.
And sure,
the level's already so high. Guys are very fit coming out of a off season, which means they just put in the work in the off season. So it's great to rejoin the guys, see them again, and looking forward to this season. Can't wait for it to get started.
So you were in Florida, and then you left. Then you were in Florida, and you left. And then you went back to Florida. So do you feel like very comfortable in Florida at this point?
Yeah. I feel like I need the driver's license for there almost at this point. But yeah, I can't get enough of that sun.
It's a little weird down there. I mean, Florida's kind of an odd place. I have my dad and his wife have a place down there, and it's like, it's just I don't exactly know how to describe it, but it just feels very weird. Stuff is laid out weird. Like neighborhoods are weird. There's like an ocean right there, and mm-hmm. it's a very unusual place. So
yes, but growing up, so since I'm from Virginia, anytime there's like a soccer tournament in the winter or people go on vacation, everyone goes down to Florida. So
sure,
I guess I'm used to the weirdness down in Florida, but it's definitely a melting pot.
Yeah.
Enjoy the sun down there.
I mean, it's sunny. I can't complain about that when I go down there.
Coming back to the snow here.
Yeah.
Little different.
Yeah. It's going to get nice though, right? I mean, that's the thing is in MLS that this is a good season for Minnesota because you're here through the summer. So
yes. And it gives us the edge when other teams travel here.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. You guys get accustomed to this cold weather we got out here. Yeah. So as far as the chemistry so far with the group, like you came in sort of midway through and you sort of addressed that everybody was really fit. Do you feel like everybody's fitting in really well with each other?
Yeah, I was blown away at that most of all. Mm-hmm. Even the new guys, you'd feel like they've been here for, years, and everybody's accepting everybody, a lot of respect within the crew. And so there are no cliques or the chemistry is really high right off the bat. And so I think that's going to translate to the field, and I can't wait for this team to show what we're made of.
That's really excellent. The season's just around the corner. So,
oh yeah.
Chase, thanks for coming by.
Thank you so much for having me.